This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I've decided I'm in a great mood. You know what? We're going to do some calls in a minute. I've got some things to say. What, Chris? I'm not going to cut people off this time. I'll be fine. 877-377-4373. Just get right to the point and there won't be a problem. I don't care if you're mad or you hate me or love me or whatever the thing is. Just get right to the point. You don't have to do any small talk. Don't ask me how I'm doing or anything like that. 877-377-4373. We're going to get to these Jamie Raskin comments here in a second. And I'm going to play this guy from the UK. First, a quick update. Apparently, the wife was listening to the show live and she just texted me right as we were coming back. What did she say? This is just cruel and heartless. She said, don't be mad about your little hands. That's not nice. Why are you laughing, Chris? Don't take her side. What is your problem? That's not a nice woman. All right. Jamie Raskin, scumbag communist from California, congressman, dropped this little doozy out there and probably worth talking about.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means.
Jamie Raskin is not some small freshman congressman. This is not some tiny, powerless member of Congress. And he just stated as clear as day that they intend to deny Trump the presidency and fight a civil war if he's elected. Now, look, I don't want to overstate things. You know, I don't do that. Do I try to get you ramped up about stuff like that? I try to calm you down. But listen to this again. And tell me how I'm supposed to take this any other way than they intend to deny him the presidency?
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices.
Chris, please tell me if I'm being over the top. Michael, how am I supposed to take that any other way? Are Democrats planning on denying Trump the presidency if he wins? Is that how you took that? Michael, Chris? Okay, I thought so. That seems like that's probably a very big deal. That seems like it's a very big deal, especially since they have tried to jail the man. Remember, they did the best they could to throw him in prison. And then somebody tried to murder the man. Somebody tried to shoot him in the head just like 5 minutes ago, and now they're saying they're just going to say no if he's elected. Do I have that right? Probably Probably something worth thinking about. Huh? Let's do some emails here before we get to these calls. Dear Jesse, my first time writing you, I had a question on how to handle supposed independent voters. I have a very close friend who the past 4 years claimed he was independent. He voted for Trump in 2016 and Biden in 2020. Explain that to me, she says. This friend started dating his partner a couple months ago and has suddenly become so far left, and I'm not getting it. He even got a tattoo of a quote that Dome has said. Imagine getting a Dome tattoo on yourself. My goodness. He sends me things that try to make Trump look bad, so on and so forth. How can I help him open his eyes, or is he a lost cause? Her name is Liana. That's a beautiful name. She said, P.S., my favorite part of the show is you telling Jewish producer Chris to shut up. See, Chris, you do contribute in little ways. Anyway, this is I talked about this before, and you're going to get annoyed with how often I'm going to start harping on this. I harp on it because I see it so much, and I get so many of these stories. I've seen it in my own personal life, not with me personally, but I've seen it in my life. I hear it from you all the time. Unequally yoked. That's obviously something that's talked about in the Bible when they're saying, hey, if you're a Christian, don't marry a non-Christian. But I'm taking it a different route this time. I'm not amending the Bible, Lord. Please don't strike me down. I'm telling you right now, men and women, if you date a lib, or God forbid, marry a lib, you will regret it. And the entire rest of your life will be worse than it was before. It is not a political ideology. It is a religion. Your Democrat friend is religious. That liberal dime batting her eyes at you across the bar, fellas, she's religious. Ladies, that Democrat dude, and I know he's really hunky, look at his six-pack abs. He's religious. He has a religion. He is devout, and he will eat you alive, twist you up, break you from your family, and consume you if you choose to go down that path. You avoid dating these people like the plague. Look, I take it way further. I wouldn't hire them. I will not hire them. I don't work with them. I don't talk with them. I have a couple vague acquaintances, and that's fine. I'll keep acquaintances in my life, provided you don't treat me or my family poorly. You can remain there, but we would never do business together. We would never work together in any way. That is something that would never, ever, ever happen. Ever. It is time to start making sure you are separating yourself from these people. These people do not have your best interest at heart, and they will break you away from your family. Look, they all, listen to how these freaks talk. Listen to the Rear Admiral. This is how they all think.
The world has never actually seen a large-scale, fully functioning, fully inclusive, multi-ethnic, multiracial, democratic republic that represented everybody.
Yeah, I wonder why. Jesse, we need diesel mechanics too, the guy says. Oh, I've been talking a lot about trades, you young men who are frustrated with the markets and the economy and looking for a good career. Trades and sales, trades and sales, trades and sales. And yes, diesel mechanics. Here's a little homework experiment. If you're a young man, 16, 17, 18, shoot, 30, I don't care how old you are, looking for a new career, start a career. Go look up the average age of an American diesel mechanic right now. I'm not going to do it for you. Go look up the average age. And as you sit there staring in disbelief at the fact they're over 60, sorry not to give it away, do you understand what that means for you and how much money you can make? The diesel mechanics in the country are old, close to retirement age. And not only are they in their 60s, these are the dudes who've been banking for years, so they're going to be retiring soon. They're going to go down. They're going to be in Louisiana on their lake house with their bass boat, enjoying spending all the fruits of spending 30 years being diesel mechanics because they made bank. The mantle is right there for you to pick up and charge people a fortune. Gentlemen, get into the trades. All right, I will get into the calls. 877 877- 877-4373. Before I do that, I want to get into your pillow. Wait, no, I don't want to. No, I take that back completely. I do not want to get into your pillow. I want you to swap out your pillow. That's a better way to put that. Your pillow was garbage. My pillow was amazing, so it's time to swap it out. They have queen size premium My Pillows, $19.98 right now. Go get on that deal. Jump on that deal. Another thing for you to jump on, a mattress topper. Your mattress, it's got that little dip in it by now. It's worn out. You keep rotating it. You know, you throw a mattress topper on that boy, on that bad boy, you get years longer out of it. My Pillow has the best ones I've ever had. They got them as low as $69.98 right now. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, and use the promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. Your calls. Next.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can call us now, 877-377-4373. I'll get to these comments out of the UK and Pelosi and other things. But I promised you, and it's been freaking ages. Chris, how long's it been? It's been weeks. So, all right, remember, the only rule is get right to the point. That's it. Just don't drone on. Evan, Pennsylvania, go.
Pure Talk phone here. Do I get a sound?
Absolutely. What do you want, brother?
Okay. Okay. Two-stroke dirt bike.
I don't have a dirt bike. It's got to be one we have, for Pete's sake. Just go, Evan.
Okay. So you're forgetting how ruthless this whole Georgia thing was. Brian Kemp's daughter, I believe, was dating a young 19-year-old man from Kelly Loeffler's campaign, and his car mysteriously exploded, and she totally changed her campaign tone after that. That's all.
Well, if his car blew up, he probably let his girlfriend drive it. Sheila, Colorado, go.
Hey, I know you're not the biggest fan of Brussels sprouts, but I'm glad that you and the guys, Clay and Buck, gave him a shot. So I'm really proud of y'all. Now, I have to tell you, I have four boys, and they're about your age, you know, the oldest and down to early 30s. When I raised them up, I told them that they were G.I. Joe cabbage, and it was all over. I won that battle.
You know, Sheila, my mother tried the same tricks with me to try to get me to eat disgusting vegetables like spinach and whatnot. She used to play Popeye for me. Remember Popeye? Popeye the Sailor Man. Chris, do you guys ever watch Popeye, or is that past your... Okay, you guys know who Popeye is. And he would eat spinach and he'd become super powerful. And my mom used to play that for me all the time. And you know what? Spinach still sucks. Ken, Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, Jesse, this is your brother in Pennsylvania that agrees with everything you say, except Bigfoot, but that's another story. Jesse, I want to get your further view on a nuclear war. Now, I've heard your views and your opinion, and I value your opinion greatly, so that's why I want you to answer something for me.
Go ahead.
I've said if there's ever a nuclear war, I truly want the first one to land right on my forehead. Because I just don't feel anybody's going to want to be around, because I don't think they realize what they're going to be dealing with after something like that, Jesse.
You know, it's a fascinating mental experiment. What if there was a nuclear war? God forbid. Oh, my gosh. And you know what's crazy about that is someday there will be. On a long enough timeline, there will be. How do we know that? These weapons exist. When has society ever had powerful weapons and not used them at some point? They're going to use them, right? So, look, we're talking about something that's going to happen at some point. Hopefully I'm gone. My kids are gone and whatnot. But it's a fascinating thing to discuss. How will people survive? We live in such a technological age now. Everyone's glued to their phone 24 hours a day. How many people, well, granted, this number is probably elevated with my audience, but how many people can hunt, fish even, start a fire? How many people, you know, can you live without technology? It's a fascinating experiment, a mental experiment. probably not one I want to go too deep down the road on. But look, the truth is you should always be making some sort of preparation. You should always look. I have a plan. I'm going to make myself sound like a freak. That's okay. You already think I'm going to freak anyway. So here it is. I have two different fallback locations, meaning something bad happens. And no, I don't know what. Don't email me and ask me what I'm planning on, because I don't have a plan. I don't know. Depending on how much time I have, depending on if the roads are clear, depending on some things, I have two different places I want to go if it hits the fan. But even that, I mean, what does that do? Might keep me alive, might keep my family alive, but if society collapses, society collapses, and that's just the way it goes. Ken, Detroit, go.
Jesse, what do you? Why do you call Harris Dome, and why do you rag on the Air Force so bad? Because I'm an Air Force veteran.
First, I can't answer the first question, Ken. You're going to have to go look that up on your own. That's not something I can answer here. And second, it's because it's the Air Force. Alan, Tampa Bay, go.
The hard left is always scaring our senior citizens. Oh, we're going to run out of Social Security money. But the hard left never talks about running out of welfare checks. They're bribing people to invade our country.
That was 100%. No, they are. That's exactly. Well, I'm up against the clock. I can't go on forever here. But it's been one of the great scams they've done. They've figured out how to bribe the taxpayer with the taxpayer's money. And there are old quotes on how this goes, but one of the wildest things about all the spending, because we've been going off about all the spending forever, I always yell about it, the $1 trillion bills and all this other stuff, is there's not an appetite with the public to cut spending. That's the problem. You know what the problem is. I know what the problem is, but the public loves spending. They love spending. The public demands a new airport, a fancy road. These congressmen, these senators, they keep getting reelected because they keep grabbing gigantic quantities of your money and handing it out to various people in their states and buying votes, and the public loves it. The public loves welfare checks. The public loves every check that comes from the government. And that is the problem. Again, we have a people problem. Nate, Bronx, go.
I wanted to share with you the Council for the National Interest. And basically, it was founded by two Republican congresspeople. And it pursues a neutral foreign policy in the Middle East. And why it's actually critical at this juncture to do everything you can to avoid a military conflict with Iran, specifically vis-a-vis Israel, is because people are just looking at the immediate conflict between Iran and Israel without taking into consideration that Iran has patrons much farther afield than any.
I'm already kind of bored with that whole thing. I probably should have cut that off earlier, but I was kind of, I wanted to see if it was going somewhere. See, that's not, let me explain something to everybody, Nate in particular, but to everybody. When I say get to the point, that means don't tell me the two people who founded the dumb thing or the name or the dumb thing. That's getting all the details out of the way before you get to the point. And that's what you can't do. It's the point you need to arrive at, and you need to arrive at it quickly. Way too many details. Absolutely brutal and unacceptable. All right, we're going to talk about Pelosi and this Pentagon thing, but I will take some more of these, provided you get to the point. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so?
Yeah.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and Grandma Vodka's out there in the press, and there was She's just, I love her. I'm going to miss her when she's gone. Gosh, what I wouldn't give for just give me one Republican like this.
There have been reports that it was Nancy Pelosi who orchestrated a coordinated effort to squeeze President Biden to drop out.
Please tell us what you told President Biden to persuade him to step aside.
Well, I've never shared any conversations with the President of the United States publicly, no.
It's said that he's furious at you. Is he?
Well, he knows that I love him very much.
I understand that you don't want to own this, but it is so well...
No, pause. Let me pause for a moment. I'll let her keep going. You understand that she doesn't want to own this? You just asked her two questions. Did she ever once deny it? This is a woman, she's a Democrat and a politician. She lies like she breathes. It would have been nothing for Nancy Pelosi to say, nope, wasn't me. Nope, I had nothing to do about it at all. I mean, look, I'll start it over again. Do you hear any denials at all? This interviewer is a nut job. This woman is proud of it.
There have been reports that it was Nancy Pelosi who orchestrated a coordinated effort to squeeze President Biden to drop out.
Please tell us what you told President Biden to persuade him to step aside.
Now, right there, perfect opportunity. Oh, I didn't do that. I would never do that. That must have been someone else. He made the decision on her own. Listen to her answer.
Well, I've never shared any conversations with the President of the United States publicly, no.
It's said that he's furious at you. Is he?
Well, he knows that I love...
Right there. Could answer that question. Don't know why I'd be furious. I didn't do it. Nancy Pelosi, when she's not drinking, wants you to know how powerful she is. Nancy Pelosi was the blade who took out Joe Biden's reelection efforts. Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to do that quietly. Nancy Pelosi is bragging about it. That's what this whole interview is.
Love him very much.
I understand that you don't want to own this, but it is so well reported that... You were the leader of a pressure campaign.
No, I wasn't a leader of any pressure party. Well, let me say things that I didn't do. I didn't call one person. I did not call one person. I could always say to him, I never called anybody. What I'm saying is I had confidence that the president would make the proper choice for our country, whatever that was.
Gosh, I love her. Where are Republicans like this? We have no Republicans with spine like that, and I can't stand it. Mike Seabrook, go.
With all the things going on in the world, I thought it should be a serious call tonight. So this is serious. I told the call screener it was a bet. It's not exactly a bet, but I'm 100% in lockstep with you on your grocery cart etiquette thoughts, but you missed something. So it's not really a bet, but if you're man enough to take this, you left something out, Oracle. There's one scenario where it's okay to leave a grocery cart and not take it back to the rack or in the store. And that is a young mother. She's got two little munchkins. She gets to her car. Got to put them in the car seat, get the car cooling down, load the trunk up with her groceries. Does young mother leave the car running with her munchkins in it and go to the rack or in the store? No, she can't do that. So if you admit that and submit immediately, the bet is you got to say Uncle. No, you got to say Uncle Mike. And if you have a plausible scenario for young mother to deliver the cart back to a cart rack safely and not leave her kids unattended, I won't say Uncle Jesse, but I'll be honest. But I'll say Uncle.
No.
What do you think?
She needs to go take the cart back like everyone else, Mike. She needs to go take the cart back like everyone else. Look, the two little kids and whatnot. We wrangled two little kids, too. My wife went to too many stores and grocery stores with two little kids, both of them two and under, and she still managed to get the grocery cart back in the cart thing every single time. I don't want to hear excuses. Young mother this and young mother that. I don't care what the excuse is. I don't care if you got your legs blown off. You still need to wheel your butt back over there and put the grocery cart back, because that's what civilized people do. They don't leave things out for someone else to put away. No, I reject it outright. Ben, Tampa Bay, go.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Jesse. It's great to talk to you. I wanted to mention that communists are masters of projection. Projection is when you do something wrong, you know it, but you don't admit it. Instead, you accuse the other person of doing it. And there's a great cartoon that shows Chicken Little waving his arms, screaming, "The sky is falling," and the caption reads, "If he is elected, he'll do to us what we did to him."
Yep. They're always good at that. George, Allentown, go.
Hey, Jesse.
Greg, I'm sorry, Greg. Sorry, that's on me, Greg. That's on me. Go.
Oh, all right. I'll forgive you. Hey, when is Buck paying off his bet? And are you going to plan to fast before you go to the restaurant so you can get the optimum amount off the menu?
You know, that's a very good question. For those who are unaware, I figure everyone's probably aware by this point in time, but I had a long-standing bet with my friend Buck Sexton of the Clay and Buck Show that if Joe Biden, he swore Joe Biden would not drop out, and if he did drop out, Buck now has to take me to my favorite restaurant, Red Lobster, as everyone knows. Stop shaking your head, Chris. And he not only has to buy Buck, we're going to request one. They have these for kids. We're going to request a Red Lobster bib. Buck has to tie the bib on me on camera. As far as when this is going to happen, I don't know. I don't know when the next time I'm getting with Buck. I don't know when the next time he's coming here or I'm going to where he is or what. I don't know. But it is going to happen. I swear it's going to happen. I will not let you down on this. It's going to be amazing. And to answer your question, I might not eat for 2 days beforehand, because if you think I'm above just spending $100 at Red Lobster, I'll spend $150. I'm going to get fresh lobster tails, I'm going to get the ones they keep in the tank right away. In fact, I'm going to go point out mine, and I'm going to get the big, fat, juicy ones. I'm going to get extra this and extra that and extra that, just so I can sit back and smile while he pays the bill. But why? Because I'm small and immature and petty like that. I am. That's who I am as a person. I'm not above that at all. I was thinking about this. The wife was talking about Olympics today. What, Michael? What are you saying over there? I don't have small hands, Michael. That's a lie. The wife is lying. I have big hands. I do not have small hands. I'm small on the inside. My hands are not small. You know what? I don't like anybody. No one's nice to me the way I'm nice to everyone else. Whatever. At least I have Fred. No matter what, Fred will be there being nice to me when I get home. I won't have to endure this abuse at work. I won't have to endure this abuse at home. And Fred's going to be around for a very long time because we give Fred Rough Greens. Rough Greens is an all-natural nutritional supplement, and you pour it on your dog's food so your dog can live longer. Do you want your dog to live longer? Whether you have a new dog, an old dog, start giving your dog real nutrition. You'll see physical differences in your dog. It's wild how terrible dog food is. There's just no nutrition in it. It's dead. It's empty calories. Our dogs live their whole lives without getting vitamins and minerals and probiotics. And it's crazy to me. Go to get some Rough Greens. Free Jumpstart trial bags. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I did want to play this before I get back to a couple more calls and a couple things. This UK PM, I'm sure you've seen over there, things are going really bad in Britain. There are all sorts of Muslim gangs rising up, beating people. There was an outrage because three young British girls had their throats cut by some kind of Muslim gang, some kind. and the public has finally had enough because the UK has been flooded with, you know, people from all over the world, just like we have been. And now there's been all kind of violence in the streets, only not by Brits. And the UK PM came out and said this.
I had a COBRA meeting this morning, which was an opportunity that I took to thank the police for their work over the last few days, to express my support for the police officers who have been injured and the communities impacted by this mindless thuggery. There are a number of actions that came out of the meeting. The first is we will have a standing army of specialist officers, duty officers, so that we'll have enough officers to deal with this where we need them.
The thuggery he's talking about are the native Brits who are upset about their country. In fact, there's now video out of these cops over there in the UK arresting the British citizens who are posting online negatively about all this immigration stuff. This just goes back to what I've told you over and over and over again, the largest story on the planet right now, on the planet. It's not in Israel. It's not the stock market crash. It's not in China. It's not the largest story on the planet because of what it means for the entire planet is Western governments turning their guns inward against their own citizens. You see, they have flooded their countries with the third world for decades now, handing out jobs, buying votes, buying this, replacing their own citizens, being quite open about it. And covering up crimes, covering up crimes, covering up the poverty, covering up this, covering up that, bending over backwards to try to protect the reputation of the people they're bringing in. And now that you're starting to see that bubble pop a little bit where people have had enough, you've got protests in Ireland and other places right now, they are going to take all those guns in the government and they're going to aim them at the people who are complaining about the immigration policies. Not against any of the barbarians themselves. They're going to aim it at their own citizens. And if you think this kind of thing can't and won't happen here, you are absolutely insane. Remember that. Johnny, Jersey, go.
Yeah, Jesse, when you're talking about Tarawa and you wanted to talk about the naval personnel that was operating the Amtraks and the Higgins boats, those sailors are called coxswains. And they are one of the bravest men to ever serve in the services, to get up there without a weapon in their hand and just barge forward into the battle.
He's not wrong. Coxswains, the guys who were driving those amphibious vehicles, don't think these amphibious vehicles are bulletproof. Yes, they had some light armor, but the machine guns were so heavy on Tarawa, they would carve through that armor like it was nothing. Those coxswains died too in that thing, and it is extremely brave, unbelievably brave. Trent, Pennsylvania, go.
Jesse, is Chris real or a product of your comedic imagination? I can't believe a Jewish person would be named Chris.
Look, I can't believe a lot of things about Chris, Trent, okay? Every day I come in and I just say to myself, gosh, I can't believe this guy works here. I say this all the time. So I'm in disbelief the same way you're in disbelief. Yes, he's real. He's a real pain in the rear end, but we are stuck with him here. Pure Talk is also real though, because the truth is we fund so much of this garbage. We fund it. Look, I'll tell you, I haven't been watching the Olympics. Why? Because you had to make fun of the Last Supper right in the open. Boop, turned it off. I'm out. I am done funding and supporting the corporate world who hates me. It's what I love about Pure Talk. I just got with Pure Talk. I was telling you this last week. And they, you know, we're just gabbing. They could have said anything, asked me anything. You know what they wanted help with? They wanted help with their veterans program. They're helping veterans come back from, you know, needing medical care, finding a job, getting them back in the world so we stop losing these guys. That's what Pure Talk cares about. You want to pay half for your cell phone? I switched from T-Mobile to Pure Talk. I pay half now. I have the same great 5G network. I don't drop calls. I pay every month less, and I pay a company who loves my country. Switch to Pure Talk. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. All right? All right. I do want to clarify or update, I should say, a story. Remember we were talking about the 9/11 plea deal. They were going to give a plea deal to those 9/11 terrorists. That deal got revoked. Actually, credit to him, who I can't stand him, but credit to him, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stepped in and withdrew the deal. But I thought the fine print was a little bit more interesting. Who brought this deal about? Her name is Brigadier General Susan K. Escalier. I don't know. I went to community college. But you should know this Brigadier General woman went to Berkeley. She went to Berkeley. One of my military sources reached out and gave that one to me. Just know that if Donald Trump is elected this November, there is a lot of work to do in order to save this country and patch things up. And I think he knows this. I hope he knows this, but he's going to have to fire a lot of the military brass, and it's going to be uncomfortable. The days of being impressed by all those stars have got to go away now. We are going to need military people fired, and a lot of them, in order to save this military. That's all I'm saying.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Harris VP search comes down to the wire with Dems divided over Shapiro, Waltz, and Kelly. Kelly is out from what I understand. Shapiro was the leader in the clubhouse yesterday. And if the rumors are true, we'll know more about this in the coming days. The Democrats decided he was too Jewish. His Jewish religion has become such a problem in the Democrat Party. They couldn't pick him as VP. Daggone, things are wild out there. At least 32 dead and 60 wounded in a terrorist attack on a Somalian beachfront hotel. You know, there's just no place is safe anymore. You can't even go to Somalia in vacation anymore. Federal Air Marshal whistleblowers reveal Tulsi Gabbard is actively under surveillance through the Quiet Skies program. Yes, that's right. I want you to understand, while Donald Trump is getting shot in the head for lack of personnel at his rallies, the federal government is following around the former Democrat who makes them mad. Just marinate on that. July jobs report. U.S. adds a weak 114,000 new jobs, and unemployment hits nearly a three-year high. Anyway, on that positive note, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will be back to do it again tomorrow, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.